Coddersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Everton with Ped. Morning to you, Ped.
Morning.
Right, season's over. Still lots of headlines about who's staying, who's going. Barkley, first of all, any knowledge as to development in his situation or not?
No, I don't think anyone's got any knowledge, have they? I think it's a strange saga where, you know, his side, his camp, whatever you want to call it, have been very, very silent. And I think that's what's...
Well, his camp haven't done anything, have they, throughout all of this?
Well, I think that's what's really frustrating Everton and certainly Ronald Koeman is, I think there's been, you know, there's almost like a lack of respect being shown to the football club and certainly the manager for not making it, you know, not making it known to them, certainly, where his future lies. You know, if his future lies away from Everton, then make it clear to the club. And I think that's what's frustrated Ronald Koeman more than anything. You know, if you're going to do something, you know, do it like a man and just tell the manager, tell the club what your future is. If it's away from Everton, then fine. Everton can get on with it. You know, Ronald Koeman doesn't seem to be fussed about Ross Barkley or you know, certainly anything that surrounds him with being a local lad and being an Evertonian. He just wants to get on with it. So from that point of view, I don't think he's doing himself any favours, and he can put as many sulky pictures as he wants on Instagram. But
can you read too much into the pictures that he puts on Instagram?
Yeah, of course you can. And I think some people are.
So the reference here is the one he's posted at the Emirates at the weekend, where he's sort of got his head bowed and he's walking off, isn't he? It's in black and white.
What it does is it just fills the void, doesn't it? Fills the news void. It creates a little story for people. So, and you can understand that because it is a big story. It's a big story for Evertonians. They just want to know where his future lies, and now is the time for him to tell the club. And, you know, surely he's got to come out now and just let the club know where his future lies.
But when will that happen? I mean, there is no sign of this whatsoever, is there?
Well, there's talk that today there could be further developments. But as I say, there's really no indication from the player that he's going to let the club know.
It's a story that I think we've all got sick of talking about, isn't it? Yeah. That's almost like you'd like some finality to it all. Right, the Echo's also talking about Joel Robles today. He's done an interview with Phil Kirkbride, and Joel admitting his Everton future is not very clear, and he has doubts. He's been in talks with the Blues over a new deal, but he says he's in the dark over his long-term prospects at Goodison. So throughout the course of the season, there has been sort of question marks placed with him, and with Stekelenburg as well. Should Joel Robles be fearing for his future?
If I was Joel Robles, I would leave Everton Football Club now, because I think personally that he deserves to be more than Everton's number two. He doesn't deserve to be Everton's number one going forward, but I don't think he deserves to be Everton's number two. I think with a year left in his contract, I think Everton should let him leave and him to become a first choice goalkeeper somewhere else. You know, he's 20, I think he's 26, 27. It's about time, you know, he established himself somewhere, maybe go back to Spain, I don't know. He's a good goalie, and you know what, I'm saying that from the point of view that I like him. I like him as a person. I think, you know, he's done his best for Everton. I think he gets Everton, he likes Everton. But I think I'd rather have Stekelenburg sitting on the bench as a number two than having Joel at the stage of his career. I think the club should, you know, see him right and tell him exactly where he stands. And if he's not the first choice goalkeeper, I think they should just let him go, and he should you know, become a number one somewhere else. And I think that'd be the best for everybody, because he's clearly not going to be Everton's number one. The club want a top class goalkeeper. We've seen that. You know, when it comes to the crunch, you know, he was, you know, we've seen him this season. He was great for us. And then you get to like the Merseyside derby, and you know, he makes a couple of really poor decisions. You know, in the big games, I don't think he's been all there. And I think goals recently is, you know, he hasn't looked the best either. So I'd let him go and move on and become number one somewhere else.
I thought he was slightly younger than 26. But actually, he's been at Everton for a number of years. Isn't it 4 years? Is that right?
He's been at Everton for 4 years, yeah. And he was at Wigan for, what, 2 years before that as well.
What level should you be at when you're 26 years old, do you think, as a goalkeeper?
I don't think you should be making the mistakes that he makes, and he doesn't. He's one of those. He's like he's a good shot stopper, and that, you know, when we always say that, you know, good shot stopper. He makes poor decisions at times, and I think, but I think at the stage of where he is now, he should be making better decisions. In it, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing. His goalkeeping technique isn't really, you know, you can't really question that. He just makes poor decisions. You know, we've seen another one on Sunday against Arsenal where, you know, for the second goal where he comes off his line and then he doesn't do anything. He just stands there and lets the player walk around him. And it's because of a couple of weeks ago against Burnley where he brings the player down and gives away a stupid penalty. We've seen in recent weeks that he's had the chance to chase players out and hasn't, and stopped not to make the decision. And ultimately, he almost cost us a goal against Burnley doing that. And he's certainly cost... Not Burnley, sorry. It was against... It was in the last game of the season at home. And at the weekend, he did it as well. He did cost us a goal. I'm not saying it was entirely his fault, but by just standing there, not really doing anything, they've scored the second goal. So I think he should be making better decisions. So with a year left, I'd let him go and you know, let him get on with his career somewhere else as a first-choice goalkeeper.
Going back to the Barkley conversation, Gene has tweeted in. He says, if you don't know what's happening around Ross Barkley, how can you say his camp have been disrespectful?
Because the club have asked for a decision, and it's the end of the season. Now, the club asked, we've seen Ronald Koeman say, I want to know either way whether you're staying or whether you're going. They have not given that answer to the football club. Therefore, they've been disrespectful. You know, the manager asked Ross Barkley, like, as a man, to come out and tell him where his decision lies. Whether Ross hasn't done that yet, let the manager know that in confidence. Ask for assurances. Ask him where he sees his future. It doesn't seem
is,
like...
Is that disrespectful or just looking after his own situation?
Well, I understand that he's looking after his own situation and people are linking him with moves to the likes of Spurs. And I understand all that. If he sees his future blocked at Everton and he feels that Ronald Koeman doesn't actually like him or play him the way he wants him to play, don't tell us as fans. Don't come out and make some, you know, do some interview or whatever. Just tell the manager. And that seems to be the problem. He's not talking to the manager and letting him know. Go and speak to him.
But I don't think footballers do they, in this
Well,
day
his agents,
I don't
well, you know,
think there's any communication no, between player and manager.
But his agent's obviously his agent, and that's what I'm saying. Talk to Bill Kenwright.
Well,
talk.
That's a blurred line, isn't it? Agents just don't like doing that, do they?
Yeah, but
until
that's
the right point.
That's their job, isn't it? That yeah. Ultimately is their job, is to talk on behalf of their clients. You know, we demonise them in football, but that is their job. And football clubs use agents, you know, more than we'd like to admit in doing negotiations for them as well. Just, you know, the manager said he wanted to know before he went away, you know, before the season, you know, completely finished, where he stood so he could start moving on with the season. You know, I think he needs to let him know, because I think the club needs to know and needs to move on if the player wants to leave. Because if he leaves it too late, I think the manager will have no problem in just freezing him out. You know, we've seen him sitting on the bench on Sunday. We've seen him sit on the bench goals before at Swansea. He obviously feels
well,
like
they'd happily let him sort of see the clock tick down on his final year without using him.
I think Ronald Koeman would. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares for egos. I think he's been around football too long to let it worry him. I think he'd happily freeze him out if it meant him having to get on and buy his own player because he doesn't know where he stands. I think he would just freeze Ross Barkley out, and that is a real big problem for Ross Barkley at this stage of his career, where he's not absolutely ripping it up in the Premier League. He's at a very delicate stage in his Premier League career or in his football career, whatever. I think he just needs to let the club know where they stand so we can all just get on with whichever way it goes.
Back to keepers then. Jordan Pickford. Everton strongly linked with him. Is it something that will gain a bit of momentum in the next few weeks?
I don't know. I'm led to believe he's gone a bit cold on Jordan Pickford.
Oh, the manager has. Yeah. Not Jordan's gone cold on Everton. The manager's gone cold on him.
I think the manager might have gone a little bit cold on him.
Like he did with Joe Hart.
Yeah, yeah. I like Pickford. Ultimately, I would love the club to go for Butland. I think he's the perfect age. I know he's had a bad season with an injury. Obviously, he's been out for a while and he's come back. But I think that could do Everton a favour because Stoke have almost learned to live without Jack Butland. And I think if Everton could go on there with an offer that could really tempt Mark Hughes, because obviously they've got a bit of a rebuilding job to do. They need to sort of pick the pace up again. If they could go in there with a big offer, I think Butland is really the future now. If he's got over that injury, I think he's the future. He's got everything. We really should have bought him about 5 years ago when he was a kid. We missed out on him. We should have gone for him then. He's the one I'd go for. But I think we'll be linked with a lot of goalkeepers this summer. Pickford, it might be the price. Everton might be trying to play a bit of a game with them. But obviously now Moyes has gone from Sunderland, that might stir things up again. But I think he might want to go for someone a little bit more senior. But you know, he's one of many possibilities. But I think obviously the goalkeeping position is a massive position this summer.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.